Blog Talk Radio.
Strong, baby, I won't shed a tear. To the one you're listening to, Miss P on the In Tune Show. Get in tune.
Hey guys, I'm excited tonight because we're going to be talking to three amazing individuals who are offering like this beauty to the world, and I'm just really excited to have the opportunity to gain more information and actually get involved. So for all those who are interested and asking a question, you can do so by dialing in at 818-495-6975. The chat room is now open, where you can tweet me your questions at Intune Show, and you will read them over the air. They don't have a lot of time, so I'm not going to keep it, you know, too long. I'm going to jump right in. We're going to bring on Miss Michelle Gay, Mr. Carlos Jimenez, and Mary Posa. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for this amazing opportunity to, you know, gain on you guys tonight and the amazing stuff that, you know, you guys are doing to uplift and empower the communities worldwide. So thank you for your contributions.
Oh, no, thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. It's so great to be here with
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely.
With Precious Renee. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. So I know you guys are busy preparing for the big event that's coming up on the 30th, which I will be there. So we definitely want to just jump right in. And I don't know who wants to start, but we can, you know, anyone can start and tell us a little bit about the organization, SFMAI New York.
Sure. So did you say you're coming to the workshop?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Oh, my God, that's so great.
I said I will be there with bells on.
Awesome. Can't wait. The Society for Martial Arts Instruction is a not-for-profit. It's essentially an umbrella organization for a number of martial arts clubs, and really is like a resource for smaller martial arts clubs, and is the home of the No Way No How self-defense workshop, and is the essential self-defense seminar, which Carlos teaches. And, so we've been around. This is our 10th year, actually. We're celebrating our 10th year in November.
Absolutely, and that's amazing and so commendable, by the way. So, you know, a lot of people, when you hear self-defense, you know, depending on whatever perception a person is viewing it from, can you tell us a little bit about what is self-defense?
Oh, so great. Such a great question, and it's a big question, too. And I just want to say from my perspective, because I know we'll all have different answers for that. So really, like, protecting yourself, right? Self-defense, I like to say, we say here in my school, self-defense begins with not hurting yourself. And then, obviously, then not letting anybody else hurt you either. And so how it begins for us is in, for me, is in the conversation. And so, like, not getting yourself in a situation you have to fight your way out in the first place.
Absolutely. So does self-defense work in reality if it's put to use properly, in your opinion?
Does it work?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's really like an awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Begins with, a self-awareness and then an awareness of your environment. And then also the relationships that you have, and that those relationships ultimately be empowering, and when they're not, then, you know, to get yourself out as quickly as you can. And that could look any number.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, please. Say what you want to say, please.
No, no, it's just that I agree. I totally agree with Michelle. I actually wanted to say that one of the things why I like this program so much is because she teaches an amazing course on how to prevent. And I think that's the key. That's where it all begins. The techniques are just that, like a couple of tools allows you to get out of the situation as quick as possible when that happens. But as I said before, I think one of the great things about this program is that she also teaches you about how to prevent that situation from happening. I don't know if Mariposa can say that because she already has done it. So she's about to finish. So
right.
What can you do?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mariposa.
I'm very much in line with self-defense begins with self-care and taking care of yourself. And part of that for me is responsible for having the tools that I need to make sure that I'm safe in the world. And that also begins first and foremost with prevention. So there are certain choices that I make. I will take a cab, you know, if it's past a certain hour. I'll just make conscious choices. I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to be in danger. And I think that the onus is on me. The responsibility is on me to make sure that I have that I have those tools. And then as far as the workshop goes, it really is about, you know, a lot of it is psychological, you know, and avoiding certain things and being able to, and, you know, Shiham and I will talk more about that, you know, certain red flags or warning signs or things that will tell you, you know, to listen to your instincts. Basically.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people, because, you know, excuse the questions, I'm not trying to be offensive of anything or anything like that, but it's just like a lot of people, amazingly enough, have these type of questions. Like, what would these classes offer someone who's just, you know, new to all of this? You know, how do you guys, like, break them in? How do you make them self-assured? Because, you know, as we do kind of all know, when a person is coming from an abusive situation, it's hard for them to kind of stand up for themselves because their integrity and everything was ripped away from them. I think it's an amazing program, but how do one, you know, go into trust in the factors of, like, defending themselves?
Yeah, it's sort of, because I do want to say, because it's really great. Like, so I hear people are coming into it with different levels of confidence, say, right, and self-esteem even, and we all have, like, pasts. We all have stuff that's happened to us, and then so everyone brings that to the workshop, and we bring that to the conference. Really, we bring it around wherever we go. We have that, right? And the workshop is really, first of all, rape is about power. And so knowing when you have the power and when you don't, and it's the moment that you give it up, and then looking really at how you are, what you're already powerful with. And there's an idea out there, I think, that self-defense looks a particular way, and it's about being strong, and it's about being able to fight, and it's really, it could look a whole bunch of different ways. And that's really what we're out to kind of reveal and have all of the participants discover for themselves, how they are already powerful. And they may not be in touch with it, or it may not be distinguished that way for them yet. And so that's really what the workshop is designed to do, is to have everybody get in touch with what they're already powerful at, what they're good at, and then just, you know, kind of explore and discover some other ways of being and that they could take on if they wanted to, but options, right, so that they would have a choice. But it really, really begins with the power to listen to the conversation.
Absolutely.
And to know when.
I agree.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. And to know when.
To when you get, like, how really, like, to how to say no, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it down to, how to say no, and all of the different ways that we say no, both verbally and non-verbally, even if we don't actually say no. But, like, even if you don't say no, there's a way that you do say no. Like, it might be maybe, or I'll think about it, or so we even look at that. Like, how do you say no in the how do you distinguish your boundaries? And then we just have you really own that and then develop more clear ways of communicating if that's not present for you.
Absolutely. I think that's amazing because you see how you have my attention, right? And I'm, like, hanging on every word that you stop on, like, okay, and. So that just shows me right there. If anyone can control me and have my attention, they're good. So, yeah,
okay.
I've got my vote already. So what is the difference between, like, martial arts and self-defense? Is there a big difference or any?
What is the difference? I'm just repeating it because Carlos didn't quite hear it. What is the difference between martial arts and self-defense?
Well, I feel like, and I don't know, this is just my opinion, in general, self-defense is extremely focused on that. It's just self-defense. It's how to defend yourself against these situations. With martial arts, you will go deeper into the philosophy of it. And not only that, you will repeat certain moves because they're part of the tradition. And not necessarily those moves are related to a real self-defense in nowadays. So I think self-defense keep it that line, that way. This is, again, just my opinion. And I also wanted to say that, you know, Michelle said everything, almost everything that I want to say.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to add a little thing. It's just there's something that I'd like to called progressive training, and that's exactly what I was talking to Mariposa before. And it's like when you put at a person or you make that person to confront their fears little by little at a very safe environment, so that person feels comfortable, but it allows that person, you allow that person to be able to confront that specific problem. And when that person confronts the problem, you can go further. So by going step by step, you allow the person to identify the specific problems. And I think that's the way you can make that person feel a little bit more comfortable when that person feels a little bit afraid or is, like, very shy in the beginning. And I don't know if that's actually what you were asking or probably what you were asking about before.
Yes, it is. Definitely. Because, you know, I've been talking about the show with a few people that I know that actually have been in situations where they were abused or, you know, raped or whatever it is, you know, their own thing that happened to them. And, you know, for them, I've noticed that it's hard for some people, one, to talk about it. It's two, to even, you know, try to stand up for themselves because they feel like they were, you know, kind of taken away from themselves. So they really don't feel like they're themselves. So I'm just curious, you know, with those factors of how do someone who's experiencing that type of anxiety level about who am I and, oh, my God, this and still stressing the situation every day of their life and, you know, always in the past, how do they pull themselves to know that, you know, maybe this is a program that will help you get through your situation and how do you guys, like, you know, work with people to get past those things. But as Michelle just so greatly, you know, broke it down for me and then now you, Carlos, I think that that's, you know, a good strategy to use of making people, you know, not making them, but have them, you know, psychologically work from that end to the physical part of it.
It's so great what you bring up, too, because I have had people in my seminars who have had experiences, and I've had my own, and one of the reasons that I offer this workshop and teach it and I'm so passionate about it is because someone very, very close to me was raped quite brutally when she was 15 years old. And and we all have stories. Like, I honestly don't know of a woman who doesn't have some kind of story about how they've been abused or taken advantage of, or, like, for some women it's just easier to say yes than no. I mean, it's just like you have the whole from experiences from mild to, like, super extreme, right? And when I have the opportunity to let survivors know that you survived, you did everything the right way because you're here, And that's really like the very, like to really acknowledge the courage that it takes to get through an experience and then to like keep showing up and then take the action of putting yourself in a seminar or putting yourself in a martial arts class or putting yourself into some other program where you're like, I'm not defined by this one experience or this two, however many experiences it is. For some people, it's like their whole life looks like that until they take a stand for themselves. And so we're standing for you, all of the women and the men who've had these kinds of experiences. Like, we're here to say, like, it's not okay, and we're a place you can come and be safe and explore what it feels like to be powerful and empowered, however that looks for you, whatever your expression of that is. And it so could look so many different ways.
Absolutely. And although this may seem outlandish to some people tuned in right now, but men are assaulted too. So this program is actually good for men as well?
Yes. And I was a volunteer for the St. Vincent's Rape Crisis Program. I advocated with that program for 5 years. And over that time, there were a couple of men that I advocated for. And it really taught me about, like, that it's just, it's not, like, just women. And there's no, it's everybody, right? It's just, like, power is not specific to gender.
Absolutely. And I think that that's wonderful because I think that even myself being a woman, I kind of forget that. That men have, you know, things that experience the same things that we do.
Oh,
I forget that, Carlos.
No, absolutely. I was actually having a similar conversation with Mariposa a couple of minutes ago. And at least in Spain, where I'm from, a lot of guys got stopped by other men. So that's violent, and that is important to empower those people of, you know, to try to make them not being afraid of these type of situations, because that's traumatic. I mean, no doubt, like every time someone has to hear or confront these type of situations, they bring something with them. And what we try to do here is to confront those fears and to help those people to, you know, get rid of that. For once for all.
Absolutely.
Recently, on the news in New York City at Bronx High School of Science, there was a case of hazing happening on the boys' track team.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one of the boys was actually hazed and penetrated through his clothing by some of the other boys. And, you know, it wasn't described as a sexual assault. But when you think about what that is, that is exactly what it is. And I think that, you know, because we live in a patriarchal society, when men are sexually abused or attacked or raped, the media sometimes finds a way to downplay it. But the reality is that it does happen to men and to boys. And, you know, it's not about gender. But, again, I think it's the culture, and I think that the media also plays a role in, you know, how women are perpetuated as victims, and especially victims of sexual assault. But that incident of that high school student who was penetrated through his clothing, that was definitely sexual assault because he wasn't penetrated in his, you know, between his toes. We really need to just address that. I think it's important that all people have the tools, regardless of gender, to keep themselves safe.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. So what is the sort of behavior that may precede an attack?
So what we focus on is the conversation is like the what we call like the good guy, the good Samaritan scenario, where there's some kind of relatedness that happens, and you know, could be, you know, can I buy you a drink? Can I help you with your luggage? Can I, like, there's some relatedness conversation that takes place, and so we distinguish that and then look for the sorry, I got a little lost in trying to explain
No,
the whole
no, no, that's totally fine.
Well, it's really like we're first of all looking at just what it is to like enter a conversation with someone that you don't know, or even someone that you know, maybe you're at a party, right? And so the context for the conversation, like your guard is, you're at a party, or maybe you're drinking and your guard is down. And so just, but the same elements of the conversation are there. When someone's trying to take control of you, they do it in a very particular way in the conversation. And so we distinguish what that sounds like so that the women can, and men can hear it in the conversation and then really just say no. I mean, the one thing we tell every participant, we don't tell you how to handle any situation except we do say no. Just say no and see what happens, because when you say no to somebody, you find out what they're really about. And we call it like an interview. So if a perpetrator is, they're essentially interviewing the person for victim for that job. And that the way they find out whether or not you're appropriate is whether or not they can talk you out of your no. And so if they offer to buy you a drink, or if they offer to help you with something and you say no, and then you relent on your no, then they know that they can talk you out of it. They essentially, they take control at that point. So we just look at how do you know, when do you say no, how do you say no, and all of the different ways that really we do say no. And when we don't, how do we say it? And we do that verbally, and then we also do it, you know, non-verbally with, if you put your hand up to somebody, or if they grab you and you pull your hand away, essentially you're saying, no, you can't grab me, right?
Absolutely.
So it's both verbal and the verbal.
Great. So, Carlos, I know that you have a workshop that you have coming up, and it's a 10-week self-defense course. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so basically with, what we cover there is basics in self-defense, where I would teach like the basic tips on, you know, how to escape from someone who grabs you, someone who tries to punch you. But I think the most important is, again, safety. So you don't want to punch in the beginning. I will teach you how to use your palm. Why? Because it's a safer way. A lot of people have this myth that, you know, they see TV or they watch movies and they think they can punch anybody or, you know, any part of the body, and that's not the reality. It hurts really bad when you do it. So what we normally teach first is like how to efficiently use your body. And then after that, I would go for the self-defense, like how to escape from a punch, how to escape from grabbing. Oh, and then the last part is always how to confront your fears. And there's something that I don't want to talk so much about because when you post a fear, I don't want to reveal anything. But basically,
right.
I didn't get that
one. Stop waiting for it. So, spoiler alert. So, so basically, it's confronting your fears. And that's very personal. I actually wanted to say that, at least from my point of view, this has to be very personal. Like, we all have different fears. So I would have to see your specific fears and try to confront your specific fears.
Do you mean like being grabbed, that kind of a fear?
Or in general, like some people are just afraid of, you know, being yelled at. So I will scream, but very small in the video, very subtle, and you do the technique. So these type of things where you actually address these specific fears of that person.
Absolutely. I think that's amazing. It's really amazing. And you guys have another thing coming up on the end of this month, but this is the 30th, and then you have another coming up in April, correct?
The No Way, No How.
Yes, but I don't remember the date, April date. I have the March 30th date for sure, and then Carlos's self-defense seminar starts on
2 weeks after
two
that.
2 weeks, which is April
13th. Yeah, I
think so. April 13th. So what we can provide for you, Renee, is the information of when the April No Way No How. And you could post that. You could post that on your site.
Okay.
For your
not a problem. Okay. Not a problem. So I want everybody to just quickly tell everyone where they can find you guys at the Stay in Tune. I also want you to tell them where they can go to register if they're New York-based, you know, to come out. And even if they're not New York-based and it's worth the drive out to come to this program on the 30th and the next one coming up, we'll keep them posted for it. And also, if you can make it to Carlos' event, the 10 classes is definitely an affordable rate. I won't discuss that on air. You guys can get in touch with them and discuss all the details that you need to. I don't know who wants to start, and I'm going to have Mary Poster say her poem. So, Michelle, if you would do the honors,
okay.
Can you tell everybody where they can find you?
The address is 4 West 18th Street. We're the top floor. We're between 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue in Manhattan. And the website, people can go right to the website and register for the
link to the video.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's a video there. And the website is www.sfmai.org.
And that stands for?
Society for Martial Arts Instruction.
Woohoo! And can people sign up for the letter? Can people opt in?
They can, yeah. They
okay.
can also do that, yeah.
All right, that's awesome.
Yeah, and they can come and visit anytime.
Mm-hmm. And Carlos, where can people find you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they can find me here. I'm going to be every Saturday.
Right.
<here.
laughs> There's also information on the website for Essentials in Self-Defense, which is the 10-week seminar that Carlos Jimenez teaches.
It's on the same page.
Absolutely. I'm looking at the website right now, and I actually really like it, and it's exciting me because I see everybody having, like, fighting time, and, you know, I'm definitely down with this. No, I'm just kidding. I am, but, you know, not in a violent sense. So,
like,
okay, so, you have a lot of fun. It looks like it. Everybody's smiling and happy and beating up each other. I love it. With love,
yeah,
though. Beating up each other with love.
Renee, I'm so happy that you noticed that the fun and the love, that it's all in there, because I think that, you know, the word rape is a trigger for a lot of women, and I've shared about this workshop, No Way, No How, and some people are not ready to come or really find it difficult to even hear about it or have a conversation about what the possibility of this workshop is because they're triggered. And I tell them it's really fun. We laugh. And I think that's really important to put it in, that learning how to defend yourself can actually be a hell of a lot of fun. And I want to acknowledge both Michelle Gay, Shiha Michelle Gay, and Carlos Jimenez for making a difference in my life. I took the workshop in January, so No Way, No How. I reviewed it in February, and you might as well just call me a junkie at this point, because I will definitely be there on March 30th. I will definitely be there on March 30th, and it's very empowering, and it's empowered me in other areas of my life that I didn't actually expect. Like in my career as an artist, you know, just in my relationships and things that I'm taking on in my life in terms of having the courage to make changes that I've been wanting to make for a really, really long time. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Mary Post, are you going to give us a little poem tonight to leave us on?
I am, actually.
Awesome.
And I got to share this story because I love it. Carlos was talking about how that this is personal, right? And it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And, I mean, I personally would rather invest in this type of empowerment than anything else. Because I had a nightmare a couple of nights ago. I was being attacked, and Carlos's voice appeared in my dream. And I was on a dark street alone, and I was being surrounded by about 20 guys, and I was afraid, thinking, how am I going to fight my way out of this? I hear Carlos's voice saying, Mariposa, you have to survive. Now, what other teacher do you know is going to come out in your dream? Okay, no algebra teacher of mine ever came out in any of my dreams where I was trying to solve a mathematical problem or balance my checkbook. It is personal. It's personal. It's a journey. And I just feel really fortunate, and I really want everyone to know about the opportunity. Like Renee said, if you're in New York City, if you're in the five boroughs, and even if you're not, it's definitely worth getting on a plane and coming.
Wow. Oh, and by the way, if you're afraid of me coming to your dreams, don't come to this. I will be. No, not for real. I wanted to say something. She mentioned something very wonderful. I know that there are some people out there that they might be afraid of. Just talking about that. Please, if you're in that situation, you don't have to come, not even to the seminar. Just talk to us or call us, and we would set up an appointment. And I would personally, I'm pretty sure Michelle would do the same, and we talk to you. Okay, that's very important. Okay, so if you are afraid to say something like that in front of a lot of people, you can just call us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Mary Cluster, you wanted to take it away with your poem?
Yes. Is there anything else that anyone wants to say? I just need to look for this poem. And this poem, actually, I just want to say, if there are any listeners who are survivors, I think I just announce a trigger alert for this poem because it's pretty powerful. This is called, now, I write mostly in English, but since my first language is Spanglish, I'm a third generation Puerto Rican from the Bronx, and that's what we grew up speaking, so you will hear Spanish words in my poetry all the time. And the title of this poem is Mujer y Festo, not manifesto, but Mujer y Festo, a woman y Festo. And this is for Malala and all the brave girls like her. Malala was the young teenage woman in Afghanistan who was shot in the head fighting for the right, for her right to be educated. She knows she was born free, sways, sings, swings, screams, shake free, stay free, shudder, shout, shiver, shatter, splinter, a sweaty soul struggle for independence. Shoot me if you must. Your bullets have no power over my birthright. I will have my freedom. This struggle is vital, like a butterfly struggle out of her chrysalis, colony, insane asylum, sari, prison, hijab, the only way she can one day fly, the only way she can live and not shrivel up and die. So she can live, she must struggle so blood can fill her wings, so she can fly. Until all women are free, the whole human race is enslaved. Until all girls are safe, respected, adored, protected, unmolested, the free woman is an endangered species. Until we are no longer rendered powerless, the free woman is an endangered species. Until we are no longer preyed upon by the bastard sons of the patriarchy, stripped of our right to own our own bodies, stripped of our humanity, stripped of our right to be free, stripped of our sanity, stripped of our power to walk free from fear, stripped in alleys, in back staircases, in college dorm rooms, in office buildings, on jogging trails, in war zones, many times in our very own homes, in parks, behind bushes, in elevators, on rooftops, in broad daylight, in the thick of night, in goddamn churches, as mere babies, women of all ages, men in jail cells, little boys. The patriarchy does not discriminate. The patriarchy takes no prisoners. The patriarchy has no compassion. The patriarchy has one and only one objective, to be king of the hill, Señor Macho, numero uno, top dog, to possess, conquer, dominate, destroy human beings of every race and creed on the face of the earth. Until the patriarchy is dust, until all women are free to write our own mujerifestos, in a world where women own their own bodies and minds, where the carcasses of pimps and rapists are eulogized by pedophile priests under a dying patriarchal sun. Humanity is stripped of itself, and human beings are an endangered species.
This struggle is necessary as oxygen, a struggle to reclaim our power, breath by breath, moment by moment, luchando y volando como las mariposas libres. We strip ourselves of the shame, fear, trauma. We strip ourselves of the scars of violence. We strip ourselves of oppression. We strip ourselves of the past as we are reborn in the dawn of this new age. The future does not exist, only this moment. The new revolution, Mujerifesto, siren of change, cambio, busting through barriers. Butterflies break free. Butterflies break free, butterflies break free with mysterious passion. Struggle with me out of this cage, this prison, cocoon, womb, boom, boom, heart beating, boom, boom, deep breathing. Struggle with me to be free.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely stunning. I love it, love it, love it. No, I love
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for, you know, coming on and sharing this empowering moment with me, because I swear I feel like I can fly right now, like fly literally over my car.
Thank you, thank you, Ms. Renee. Thank you, Boone Show, and all your listeners. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
guys.
You.
And I'll see you guys on the 30th. You have a good night.
Right.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Yes. So that was Michelle Gay. That was Carlos Jimenez. And that was Mary Posta. Please, 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 I urge you guys to stay in tune with them. They are amazing, as you all seen. And I'm so blessed to have had the opportunity to be interlocked with them now, because little do they know that I'm not going anywhere. So they have, like, adopted me and signed papers that they had no idea that they have signed. You know, that's my defense course, adopting people very way, okay? So if anyone's interested on how to do that, contact me, okay? But truly, 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 like Carlos has said, you know, if you guys have any issues whatsoever on trying to break free, then definitely dial them up at 212-677-7228, or you can email them at info@sfmai.org. Get in contact with them. Definitely go to the website. Once again, that's http, okay, /sfmai.org. Go get them. Go get them. Go sign up. I'm going to be there, and I'm just really, really excited to have, you know, this in my life, because I need it. And as Michelle so greatly said, you know, a lot of us know people, even within ourselves. Everyone has a story, you know. So why have a story when we can just share in the testimonials, as Mary Posta shared with us through her words of wisdom, through her words of spirituality, through her words of empowerment. Let's stop having stories. Let's start creating other things for ourselves. Let's become these beautiful, beautiful testimonies and not stories, because no one wants to hear a story. That's the truth of it all. We are all powerful, as Michelle has said. We are all capable, as Carlos has said. And we are all precious butterflies, as Mary Posta has said. So until next time, baby, stay in tune. I'm going to have some photos and everything. It's Michelle and her team allows us to have some photos and maybe some cameras. We'll bring that all in and we'll have it up on our website and things of that nature. You're going to be seeing me promote this for the rest of the time. When you see me promoting, I appreciate everybody would take the time to retweet. If you are male out there that experience these type of situations, please reach out. From now on, like I said, these are my family members, so I want you guys to treat them accordingly. I just want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. This is a really deep and you know, deep emotional topic for a lot of people, but it's time that we start taking control of our lives and stop making this a story, okay? So I love you guys, and I appreciate you all. Until next time, I want you guys to stay in tune. Tomorrow night, we'll be back on at 6 o'clock again. Make sure you go and stay in tune with my new family members. I love you all, and have a good night.
I'm in tune. Watch it take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune.